Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch. Today is Wednesday, November 27th. Authorities have arrested two men presumably responsible for kidnapping and murder of a Clayton woman.
We previously told you 43-year-old Anwan Mosby was charged with kidnapping resulting in death. He'd reportedly dated the sister of the woman killed, Clayton resident Michelle Hampton. Now an accomplice, 36-year-old Emmanuel Suarez, is in custody and charged with first-degree murder and 10 other state counts, including first-degree robbery and kidnapping, plus a federal charge of being a felon in possession of a weapon. Suarez allegedly drove the second vehicle involved in the kidnapping, a stolen yellow pickup. That truck was abandoned, but his DNA was found on discarded items nearby. Police say the two men, after abducting Hampton, drove her to multiple banks and forced her to withdraw money. Then they shot and killed her in an alley by Greer Avenue. Beth Coughlin, KMOX News.
As the governor and St. Louis County executive continue to argue over who will replace outgoing prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, will there be a resolution before he leaves for Washington?
Bell certainly hopes so, as he is set to be sworn in as congressman on January 3rd. Bell says he wants to see both sides come together and find a solution outside of the courts.
We have these great inventions called telephones, cell phones, Zoom, where folks can sit down, even if they're in different places, and talk.
Bell says he wants to be able to help the incoming prosecuting attorney transition into the role, no matter who appointed them, but says it would be easier to do so while he is still in Missouri. County Executive Dr. Sam Page says he is down to three candidates and plans to name Bell's successor in early December. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
KMOX has reached out to representatives for both Governor Mike Parson and Attorney General Andrew Bailey for their timeline of when they hope to name a successor. After 22 years as alderman, Joseph Vollmer will no longer represent the 5th Ward after deciding not to run for re-election. Vollmer says City Hall needs to get back to focusing on the small things.
On a day-to-day basis, people want the basics out of government. They want to know that their government's working for them.
Vollmer has endorsed Matt Devoti as his replacement. There's growing concern about what will happen to the animals at the St. Louis County's Animal Care and Control Shelter once the APA breaks ties with the county in February.
This is a story KMOX has been following for years, from the time when conditions were deplorable at the shelter and included barbaric euthanasia methods. Animal Protective Association is breaking its five-year contract with the county early for reasons that are unknown. One of the many volunteers, Sarah Foster.
During the time that Dr. Cunningham has led the health department, her team has been working actively to reject many initiatives that the APA has been working on for the good of the animals, oftentimes behind their backs.
Foster adds Dr. Kanika Cunningham has not put forth a comprehensive plan around the February transition. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
Despite construction delays and setbacks, North County has a new police station. St. Louis County Police Chief Kenneth Gregory.
This new station, our officers will have an updated workspaces, areas that include report writing rooms, locker rooms, and a soon-to-be fully equipped weight room and workout room. I denied the sauna that they asked for, but they asked for it anyway. So This new facility is a state-of-the-art facility.
Gregory says it's a building all the police officers longed for and deserved. St. Louis is known as Mound City, and now the last remaining mound within city limits is the subject of an historic land transfer agreement. James McNally of Counter Public says the Osage purchased the summit of the mound, but there were still two properties on it.
So we were invited by the Osage Nation. We went through their kind of full tribal protocol to work at that site, both for our exhibition, which took place in 2023, as well as this larger effort to return or rematriate the mound.
The mound is the oldest human-made structure within city limits. Its return to the Osage Nation has been a priority of the tribe. Counter Public's Lee Broughton.
The other great thing about it is that the city of St. Louis has also acknowledged this transfer, which will be the first time that St. Louis has acknowledged a tribal nation in this way, which is amazing too.
Homeowner Joan Mecklenburg has lived on the mound for 80 years and has agreed to transfer the land to the Osage. A food pantry that had a fire last week still serving a Thanksgiving Day meal.
I am thrilled to report that we will be able to hold the Thanksgiving meal here.
This is Stuart McMillan of the Salvation Army Food Distribution Center in Arnold, where Director Larry Hostetler says restoration crews have been hard at work to get them to a place where they can serve turkey and ham to 100 people on Thanksgiving Day.
Cleaning gets it so that we can use the space, but it's not finished until they finish getting rid of all the soot that's collected.
Hostetler says they can now take food donations again after Catholic Charities dropped off two big rig trailers for storage. They're also accepting toys for Christmas gifts that will be given to needy families and their children.
From the KMOX Business Desk, the Economy Museum downtown celebrating 10 years of teaching St. Louis about money.
As you walk inside the museum, the original teller windows from nearly 100 years ago are on display to show what it was like then. There's even a fake stock trading pit where you can try your hand in the markets with no risk. Museum Director Abby Anderson.
This idea is that everyone's trying to get the best deal, right? So sellers are trying to get the highest price, buyers are trying to get the lowest price. But what you learn in this game is you can't always get what you want, right? And you have to adjust your expectations. You might have to adjust what you're willing to pay or what you're willing to sell to make that connection and to make the most deals possible.
Then comes the newest area of the museum, the vault, where you can lift up a real gold bar. It's under lock and key with a small window where you can fit your hand through to try to lift it up.
Now the vault is really centered on that means of exchange. So money, money, money all around. And in this area, you can learn a little bit more about what the Federal Reserve does with the bills. One of the services that we provide is to make sure that the money in your pocket isn't pretty fresh and isn't falling apart.
Admission to the Economy Museum is free and open weekdays 9 to 3. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.